we have Steve Bryant. Now,
what's Steve's title again? Do we have time to fit this into the program?
If we give his title, we won't have any time to talk to him.
We have 20 minutes left in the hour. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
How do you fit that on the business card, my man?
I go landscape, not portrait.
Yes, that's an excellent response, and that's why you get to play an hour sandbox, because you get it. Now, go ahead and give us your title, though, because it is an important title, and then there's a lot of important words in there.
Of course. Well, I serve as the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship here at Ivy Tech Bloomington.
And you guys are going to be awfully, awfully busy. What is it, Keith said next week? Is that when the big O'Bannon Institute is? And we know that's a big centerpiece event you guys do every spring.
It is, yeah. It's the 13th annual event. It's the O'Bannon Institute for Community Service. It starts off Wednesday, April 20th, with the Civic Engagement Awards and reception at the Ivy Tech New Shreve Hall at 4 p.m. That's an event to recognize faculty, staff, students, and the community with awards for their community service. And then on Thursday, the big dinner, the 21st, Lee Hamilton will be headlining the annual fundraising dinner. It's sold out. Lee is a popular guy and has a lot to say about civic engagement and being invested in your community, and always the elder statesman.
And I bet I'll throw in a little foreign relations talk as well, as he was on those committees forever.
I want to jump in here because Lee.
Don't jump, Keith.
Lee addressed the district meeting at Rotary Saturday night, and I will tell you, if you've never heard Lee Hamilton speak, you have missed a great speaker, says wonderful things, and it's going to be an education to hear him speak.
And you're going to miss him at the O'Bannon Institute because it's sold out.
Well, that's right. But the way this is going to work, and this is really neat, Steve, and I don't know if you're aware of this, he's going to make a presentation, but then he's going to sit down and do Q&A with questions from the audience with former Chancellor John Weikart asking the questions.
Oh, no. Weikart?
sounds like Keith's moderating position has been moderated out of the way.
It's going to be a great evening.
But the exciting part about that, Steve, is everything is now on campus. How exciting is that?
It's awesome. I was just over there yesterday, and it's just amazing to see students, faculty, staff just kind of hanging out where they didn't really have a place to gather before. You know, you think we're a consummate commuter campus, but boy, you know, when you provide an opportunity for students, a nice, comfortable place to hang out. There's, you know, the B Foods location right out there, right off of Shreve Hall. I mean, there's quite a bit of activity these days in between courses.
And the good news is, it is a campus. It's developing now. We know it started out there. Keith, obviously, and you guys started small, and it's got to that point. There's not any. At some point, you can't grow out of this, right? There's enough space out there for a while, isn't there?
I would hope so, but you know, as these things always happen, you know, we're still looking for space for other classes. So.
Well, but it's kind of the chicken and the egg too. If you make something like you've built it, built it up, then more people want to come out there, and it's you're developing critical mass, and that's an exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. And the design for that was done 6 years ago. You got to remember when this approved originally.
The funding. Mm-hmm. The funding.
Yeah, the funding took a little while to materialize, but you know, we're happy it's there now.
Absolutely. The other part of what's happening this next week, is on Friday there's a huge community event going on with students, faculty, staff, and the community, Steve.
Yeah, this is the O'Bannon Institute's Day of Service, so it's an annual event to obviously promote community service and engagement in Bloomington and Monroe County and beyond. And in the past, our students and staff and faculty have taken significant advantage of this with a lot of volunteer hours for many, many organizations in the community, charitable or otherwise. But this year we've got 9 other participating organizations outside of Ivy Tech. You've got Bloom Magazine, CS Property Management, the Bloomington Rotary, the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County, Tassus Corporation, Duke Energy, FC Tucker, the Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, and Smithville Digital. All are going to be encouraging their employees and staff to go out and also be part of this. So it's kind of growing beyond just the students and staff in terms of making an impact.
They're looking for 1,000 volunteer hours in that day alone.
That's Yeah, and the theme of this year's event is called How Community Works and Why You Should Care. So that's, you know, why are we doing community services? Because we care about our community and want to make it work.
Don't forget about the kind of the inaugural speaker for that day to get everybody started.
Who's going
to
fire everybody up?
Yeah, so on Friday morning, before all the volunteers head out, they're going to have breakfast at the Ivy Tech Shreve Hall with Judy O'Bannon, our former First Lady, who's always entertaining and wonderful. That'll be beginning at 8:30 a.m. If anybody wants to come and volunteer that day, just show on up, and we'll give you a T-shirt and send you on out wherever we can have you make an impact.
That's great. We talked to Lucy Shake from the Bloomington Volunteer Network yesterday, and they've got a bunch of kids going out this Friday. The youth volunteer program is going to be out. So, again, our community, we put some time into it. We put some elbow grease into it, and it's a great way to...
There'd be a fair number of volunteers out Sunday, too, in this community.
I don't know about volunteer, Keith.
Yeah, well, they have those orange vests.
What's the word I'm looking for? The involuntary service to our community. Uh-huh. Well, I guess they made a voluntary choice, Steve, didn't they? Steve Bryant's our guest this morning. Remember, Steve, it's quiet nights this weekend, so keep it down when you're rocking. What else is happening at Ivy Tech we need to know about?
Well, let's see. We just completed our first ever Duke It Out business pitch competition with our students from the entrepreneurship program and beyond. We had 8 students do pitches a couple of Fridays ago, and it was great. We had 3 of our women students who won the competition, first, second, and third. So they took home some cash and some bragging rights for the remainder of the year, and they had ideas of everything from a personal cooking business to a real estate technology model to a healthy food cart, a juice truck, and our juice truck winner did really well. And really, it was really exciting. You know, Duke Energy sponsored it for us, and we were really grateful to them for the support to provide some prize money for our winners. But, you know, really the students got a great experience. They learned.
And for those, Steve, that kind of want to figure out what it was like, picture Shark Tank on a kinder level.
Yeah, and Shreve Hall was a perfect location for this because it's just such a great venue. And, you know, we had friends and family of the participants there, along with a lot of faculty and staff. So it was really exciting to see everybody really go out there and compete and have a good time with it.
And they were great, great ideas that were knocked around there. So I hope they follow through.
Good.
On some
I'm glad
of their
these.
Ideas.
I'm glad these young kids are sharp. They're gonna have to take care of me and Steve when we get old.
Well, you worked with them through the Cook Center, didn't you, Steve? Before presentations.
Yeah, all of the students came over and met with representatives from our staff here at the Cook Center and our Small Business Development Center. So we had them kind of walk through their pitch, kind of walk through their ideas, and kind of gave them some ideas of what some of the judging criteria might be based on. So they had a pretty good idea of, you know, what they were getting into. And then the judges, who did a great job of, you know, asking a lot of good questions, and then again, some of the ideas were further along than others, and some of them are actually, a few of them are already doing this, already doing their business, which was really neat to see.
Steve Bryant's our guest this morning at Ivy Tech. He is the executive director of the Gail and Bill Center for
Gail and Bill Cook.
Gail and Bill Cook Center for Well, I get stuck there. What's the last part?
Entrepreneurship.
Those big words always trip you up, Glenn.
Well, I know. Gee whiz, I got to spell check that. That's a mile long. Now, are you guys involved in Lemonade Day? I know. Did you have an event? Is there an event coming up? You're in that deal, right?
Yeah, we're one of the founding partners of Lemonade Day Bloomington, and it'll be kicking off here on May 21st. That'll be the actual day where you'll see a lot of lemonade stands around town. So we had a workshop at the Indiana Center for Life Sciences a couple of weeks ago for parents and kids to come in and learn how to market, you know, their lemonade stand, how to make healthy lemonade, how to build their stand, things of that sort. So really a lot of fun, and between now and then, we're doing lots of promo events around town. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington and Ellettsville is kind of the home base for all of this, so they've got the schedule online at lemonadeday.bloomington.com.
And the reason I like to bring this up is just because folks missed that meeting or last couple weeks doesn't mean that they can't participate. This is what's great about Lemonade Day. You don't need 6 months. You don't need 6 weeks. You really need about a weekend to get it all put together, right? So there's no cutoff time. And how much does all this cost?
This is free for everybody. How about that? Through to our generous sponsors in the community, including Cook Medical and many others, you know, we've got the funding to cover all the marketing materials. So this becomes free for the kids and their parents and their mentors. And it's really exciting because we just like to see, you know, kids get out there and try something fun, you know, and learn a little bit about business along the way. And anybody can register online right now, or, you know, if you just want to set up a stand that day and do it, that's fine too.
Steve, before we let you go, tell just a real brief promotion for what you do for the people in the community at the Cook Center.
Well, what we do here is help people start businesses. So, you know, from our student standpoint, or if you don't even have to be a student of ours, you can come in any day of the week and sit down with us and talk about your ideas. If you're already in business, you want to make it better, something's going wrong, we provide some programs and free counseling to help you with that. And, you know, we're a free resource provided by Ivy Tech.
And that word free keeps popping up. And again, that's a great angle. If you're not sure, try it there before you go online and get one of them fancy things.
That's right.
One time only. That's probably why they do that. Do you have big weekend plans?
Let's see. Last weekend I was in Chicago, and I caught the opening day of the Cubs, and they beat the Reds.
They did. That was Monday.
That was Monday. It was a little chilly up there, but a good day. No, I'm going to try to steer clear of the IU students having a great time, and I'm sure the law enforcement community is loving this forecast.
Well, Steve Kellums was on with us on Monday and said, you know what, we're prepared, and that's not surprising. And hopefully, we just hope every year one thing happens, that we don't have any of those stories that we have to deal with on Monday morning. And
absolutely.
And we know some silly decisions will get made. We just hope we hope some fish get stolen. Let's just leave it at that.
If that's the worst thing that happens. Common sense.
Yeah. Yes. And how much does it cost to pay attention? Well, you'll find out Sunday morning lined up outside the Justice Building. All right, Steve. Good job as always. We appreciate your time. And if people would like more information, the best way to get it is?
Contact Ivy Tech at www.ivytech.edu.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
Steve Bryant, he is the executive director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech.
Fantastic.
Well, it only took 11 minutes, but there go those two brain cells. We'll come back with some other radio things after this.